This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Guys, how are you?
So we heard that you saw the movie a little while ago, but then you saw it again last night.
Yeah.
So apparently you might like it.
Yeah, I love the movie. I think it's great. I mean, I think that what the brothers did with it is just so wild and imaginative, you know?
Was it even better than you imagined? Even better than you hoped for?
Yes. I mean, I just... You read the script and it's so descriptive in the whole world and stuff, but you have no idea what that actually is going to be until you really see it. And the way they made the colors pop and all the things they did with the focus and integrating the photographs, and it was really kind of quite beautiful, I thought.
I agree. Were you loving the green screen experience? John compared it to working in really low budget New York theater where there's no sets or props.
That's funny. That's pretty funny. No, he's right. It's like no sets or props or anything. It's like you're doing Waiting for Godot or something.
Was
just
it
like
disorienting?
Was it disorienting?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. You're like, wow. What are your memories of it? Just kind of this green wall and like talking to it and thinking about it. And what was really weird was like doing the car scenes, because we did it on this like hydraulic pump called a gimbal, yeah. And all of my anger in the film when I'm driving is so authentic, because they were just like slamming me around in the simulator for hours, and it's green and it's hot and there's lights on you and they're just, and you can't move because you're strapped in, and you get literally frustrated to the point where you want to rip the thing apart with a bat and just be like, literally, like I think I have a drawing of me like breaking it. I'm serious. And so like all the scenes where I'm like, like that's just me.
Good method acting for you.
Yeah, like seriously. Like imagine if it was so comfortable and I was happy, I'd be like, hey guys, and like, okay, get them out. Like,
just from a sort of an acting technical standpoint, the difference between doing something like Into the Wild where you're going to the locations as much as possible where the things happen, or like Milk where it's a period thing and you're wearing the outfits and you're sort of surrounded by that world, versus this. I mean, sort of what are the acting differences for you?
Well, you know, those movies take place in real life, so they're supernaturalistic. So that's just a whole different style as an acting thing. This is way more comic booky, stylish. I mean, there's a little bit of kind of naturalism, but it's way stylized. Like all the lines are really crisp and specific, and you know, it's different in those kinds of ways. And then you know, you don't have any of the background and stuff, and plus, you're making a film that takes place in a universe or a time, or you don't even know what it is. I mean, it's Speed Racer world, you know? It's just a different world.
Well, does that make it harder to hit that stylized thing? Like, are you worried, like, am I going too big?
Yeah, you just got to trust the directors. I mean, that was the biggest thing, you know? They would just, I'd be like, are you guys sure? I mean, sure, I'm like, gonna do it like this. And they'd be like, just trust us. They didn't actually say that, but that was what they were implying,
right?
By their silence, and you know, I think it works. And what's cool about the characters in the movie and the acting styles in the movie, there's like a lot of different kind of tones to certain characters. A lot of the like Racer X and Speed are pretty serious a lot of the time, but then Spritel and Chim Chim are just like outrageous, and like Chim Chim's like dangling on the steering wheel and like flying around and stuff and like hitting guys on the head with monkey wrenches.
When you get into lines like Inspector Detector suspected foul play, are you expecting camp? How camp is this? How do you figure out the tone of your part when you have lines like that?
I don't know. I mean, it's like he's talking about his brother's death and he's like, Inspector Detector suspected foul. It's just so, it's like, Inspector Detector suspected foul play, but nothing can be proved. And then you're like, or like, I was tooling timing pins with Pops. I was tooling timing pins on a temperature of tits.
Well, a lot of the characters you play are kind of outsider types, and even Speed himself is kind of like an outsider with a heart of gold. What do you think keeps kind of that type of role attractive, or kind of keeps the story of the underdog like timeless, you know, for you?
I don't know. I mean, there's just something about the good-hearted guy fighting the system that I just love that, you know, and that's kind of how Speed is, you know. He's a really focused guy with a heart of gold, and the corporations are just trying to crush him and just get him to use him for his skills to make them more money, and if he doesn't want to play ball, they just want to destroy him.
So did you watch the cartoon at all? I mean, not as a kid, but I mean, did you watch it in preparation for this at all?
Yeah, I watched it as a kid. It was a big show, I was a big fan of the show. I watched it on Cartoon Network. And then I also watched it, all 52 episodes in preparation for the part.
Wow.
Biggest waste of time. And no. All 52 episodes. I can't take that time back. No.
Was it your choice to do the little move at the end of when you got out of the second race, when you just kind of did the speed racer kind of?
No. That was like they were like that was to the show, and you know all. I mean, it was great. I mean, the show. I'm a really big fan of the show. It's just like the tone of it is so fun and crazy, and just like it's the perfect Saturday morning cartoon show when you're a kid. You know.
You talk about us.
The movie takes it to this level, though, that is like a lot more accessible for adults than the show was for me.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I was a lot more engaged by the movie than the show.
You talk about speed as somebody that the corporations want to use to make money and to sell their products. As an actor in Hollywood, that might be something a little bit familiar. When you're approaching sort of a big movie like this, is it make a difference for you that this is the Wachowskis who are going to bring a very unique spin to a blockbuster?
Yes. I mean, that was like the main thing that just made me just go crazy about this movie. Was it's like these guys are just such, I mean, I view these guys as more hardcore artists than most of the people making, you know, smaller hardcore art films. I mean, these guys are very, very, very talented and take their work very seriously. And the thing about them is that the genre and the type of films that they make just by their very nature require insane budgets to even make. And I remember when I saw The Matrix when I was like 13, I saw it in the theaters, and I was just so blown away by it, you know? And it was one of the most memorable experiences I definitely ever had in the theater. So that kind of stuff you never forget, and it stays with you, and then it's like you get a chance to work with them, and you're like, ooh, 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 ooh.
Somebody's described them as experimental filmmakers masquerading as big buzz blockbuster directors. Do you think that's fair?
It's totally accurate. I mean, a lot of the stuff in Speed Racer has just never been done before. From it having a multi-tone to making a retro cool family movie, you know, to having these kind of photorealism with a lot of the CG backgrounds and infinite focus, the way they worked with these digital cameras, to even the color experimentation, you know, there's almost like a, it's definitely one of the most colorful movies ever made, hands down.
You talk about being a fan of The Matrix. Did you ever geek out with them, like over the second and third film, and just talk with them as a fan?
Oh yeah. I was like, I'm like a hardcore fan, and I would always like come up and ask questions like, so with Smith. And da da da. And I'm a hardcore geek. I've seen those movies an unhealthy amount of times.
Are you a good driver?
A good one? Yeah, I'm pretty good. I try to be pretty good, especially now.
Fast,
you know.
Fast driver?
No, not so much.
What do you
drive? Get a ticket?
Nope.
Never.
What do you drive?
He's like, never. You wuss. No.
What was your first car? What do you drive now? What do you wish you could drive?
My first car was a little blue Ford Festiva.
Mm-hmm.
The car that I drive now is a black Toyota Prius.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the car that I wish I could drive, I'd like to drive a tricked out Mach 5.
There you go.
Let's all get the studio to get me one.
Hint, maybe.
Could you imagine driving one of those? I'm and especially if it would go like 180.
You wouldn't get
so
involved.
Much fun.
I know,
so
you rode the gimbal, but did you go out to a real track and do any real?
I went. I didn't actually drive like race cars or anything, but we did two different things. Me and my buddy Frankie, we went to a NASCAR simulator at the Universal City Walk, which was fun. And we beat a bunch of tourists' asses. And it was just like, Hollywood 2, Idaho 0. And then we went to Texas, me and my buddy. we got in contact with the pro Jimmy Johnson, and we went to Texas, to the Texas Motor Speedway, and he gave us a whole tour of, like, behind the scenes of, like, the races in the pit. We saw everything. We met all these different drivers, and we were driving around Texas, and we went to this huge arena, and we got to be right in the pit for this big race. And it was awesome.
So you got some tips.
Yeah, we got right in there. Right in there.
What would be the must-have feature for your picked-out Mach 5 from the movie?
Jump jacks. I'd just be like, driving, just like, forget the traffic.
What's it like having your own action figure now, and what's the coolest merchandise that you've seen?
I look like Dennis Quaid on my action figure. Circa 95, which is kind of an upgrade for me.
So what's next for you? What's on your agenda? What kind of thing do you want to do next, or are you signed for anything coming up?
No, I don't have anything coming up. I did this movie called Milk, which comes out
in the
fall. Mm-hmm. But I don't have anything as of now.
How has your career changed since you've been into the wild? You've got a lot of
It's cool, you know. I mean, I guess there's probably more awareness of me now, which is cool.
When you're on the GIMP, I'll go ahead. Anything else?
No, I was just like flexing my hands.
When you're on the GIMP and you're driving, do you hear in your ear things like, okay, now you're Tokyo drifting, or what do you hear from
Tokyo
them?
Drifting?
You know, that side.
That's Fast and the Furious. Now you're doing this really shitty movie.
I mean the move, not the movie. But
okay.
I mean, what do they say to you when you're
stop Tokyo drifting? You're ruining our movie. No. I love that movie. No, they would be like, okay, you're coming up on the turn, now slide, and I'd be like, ugh. And then I'd get really mad because I'd be getting whiplash, and then they'd be like, okay, now backslide. And I just, wouldn't go to church.
You get bruises or anything? Or
what?
You get bruises or knocked around in the cockpit a little bit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Matthew Fox got it worse, though.
Wow.
I don't know why. I don't think he paid off the gimbal guy like I did. No.
What do you want to see in the sequel? Where would you go if there was one?
I don't know. I'm so excited to see, like, if the movie's, like, you know, a hit and stuff, and they decide to make a sequel, like, mm-hmm. What will the Wachowskis, where will they take it? You know, it's like the first one is all about the Grand Prix and, like, the races. It's mm-hmm. like, I wonder what will happen in the second one.
What would you be most looking forward to about Berlin going back?
Heffenweisen. The Heffenweisen.
About Milk. What is it like to sort of go from Sean as your director to Sean as your co-star? I mean, is there a transition in the way that you guys work together?
I mean, it was crazy. I mean, it was really weird for me and him. Just because, like, we had such a different role in Into the Wild as, like, directors. It's like, I'd never even really... Honestly, I started to think of him as not even an actor. Like, right. He started out as an actor when I first met him, but then, like, I didn't even think of him as an actor anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, he's a director guy. And then it just changed really quick, but we got along really well, and we just had a fun time. It was all good, except for this one time. No.
Physical about the role that you did like. I mean, did you like doing like martial arts or anything like that, or was it all just bruises and crap?
No, the training was fun. Chad and Dave, the stunt coordinators, are like such badasses, and me and Kick would sometimes be standing around. Who played Sparky, and we'd be like, hey, Chad and Dave, and they'd be like, yeah, guys, yeah. And we'd be like, hey, so, like, how many Hollywood actors' asses do you think you guys could kick at once? Like 20? 30? And Chad would be like, no, probably more than 30. But he'd be, like, dead serious. He'd be like, no, more than 30. And then Dave'd be like, yeah, like 40.
Did you learn anything from that?
From them?
Yeah.
I learned, like, when you get punched in the face, like, how to roll with it. Like when they hit me, like how to fall. No, we had a great time. I mean, they tough you up quick. They tough you up real quick.
Do you have any chimp tails?
Chimpanzees don't have tails.
Any stories? I mean, was the chimp cooperative, or was it, you know?
Except for this one day, yeah.
What happened one day?
It bit someone.
Ooh, who got bit?
He asked for it, though.
There were two of them, though. Weren't there two? Oh, there was two. On the
yeah.
There were two.
Kenzie. Shouldn't have said his name.
Well, there were two.
It was Kenzie. No.
Who did he bite?
That's classified. No, it might be. Like, what if the studio sent me a memo and was like, you know, listen.
Right. Don't talk about the monkey.
Do you have any Lucky Charms, like Speed's red socks or anything?
No. Well, no.
No superstitions or anything?
Not so much. I try not to be too superstitious. Because if you get superstitious about one thing, pretty soon it's everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
What objections do you use? Do you get the okay for your image? You say, okay, this one's okay, this one's not. Change it.
I thought I did until I saw the action figure.
Do you get to keep them?
I mean, if I get, probably. If I did the little hustle, talk to some executives, you might get a free one. I don't know. We'll see.
We talked to Susan earlier, and she said that you can imitate anyone.
Did she say that?
She did.
And she even revealed that you can do John, and John didn't know.
John was horrified to discover that you do a John Goodman.
Do I do Goodman? I didn't know that. I haven't done him in a while, if I do.
But give us your best.
No.
See if he's worth
it. Do that thing. Do that thing you do. Hey. Come on.
All right.
All right, guys.
Thank you so much.